o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Trade deadline has come and gone in the NBA, and the Hawks make deals. It's Dukes and Bell. The Hawks obviously started this by sending Trae Young to the Wizards, and it feels like, you know, forever ago. But after today, Mike, all the deals have been done. And I got to tell you, as we've talked about this, Hawks fans, we feel good about the fact that this Hawks front office is attempting to do something. Is it going to work? Well, we'll see. But when you talk about the pieces we got in return for Porzingis, Mike, who was not going to be here for the long term,
right?
You have to feel like, okay, if Jonathan Kuminga and Buddy Hield can come in this season and help you, Kuminga for the long term maybe being developed. And then you talk about Gabe Vincent coming over again. They get $11 million trade exemption with that deal because it was running out, right? It was expiring and they needed to do this. Mike, the front office is making moves.
Right. And remember all those times I'd be like, why don't they ever use like the Jonathan Collins a trade exemption? We always talked about that. I used to argue about it. So Anse Saleh is trying to make things happen. We're going to get some new faces in here in the draft. We're never going to give up those pieces for a trade. I talked about wanting Zubac from the Clippers.
From Sacramento.
From Sacramento, I should say. And they wanted two first-round picks. We were never going to come off those lottery picks. So there was a couple of guys. Jaren Jackson. Memphis is retooling. They want big picks. You know, I mean, the Bulls are Firestone. You brought it up earlier. Vucevic goes to the Celtics. They're willing to move some pieces.
That's right.
So I like where we're at. We can have this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. Have our cake and eat it too. Provided that Jonathan Kuminga plays ball. And he does buy into what we're selling. Steve Kerr released a statement about Kuminga being traded.
Yeah, look, I said today, and we invite you to follow us, Mike Bell, ATL. I mean, put him up, see Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, this radio station 929 The Game. The Warriors have been in a win mode now situation. Their stars are aging. We know that. They traded Klay, but Draymond and obviously Steph are still there. And they tried to supplement that, Mike, with Jimmy Butler. Butler gets hurt. And for them, this isn't about 3 years from now. They don't even know how long this is going to last. This may be the last year for all those guys. Who knows? So when you talk about Kuminga, and the reason it gets back to this is the statement from Steve Kerr, he's not killing the kid. He just said he needed the runway to make more mistakes. When you watch him play, and this is what I was alluding to, not just on the defensive side, on the offensive side. Let's just take his offense, Mike. Sometimes dribbling too much. Sometimes not cutting to the basket, off the dribble, and slashing the way he needs to. He is a transition-cutting guy. That's when he's at his best right now in his career. He may turn into something else. But for Steve Kerr, those mistakes add up when you don't have a young player making the plays you need him to make, and your team is in win mode now, and you're counting on him to be a big contributor. So he says it was very tough not being allowed to make those mistakes for Kuminga. For us as a staff at Golden State, it was tricky trying to develop him while we're trying to win. I think it's that simple.
Right. So now he can come here, and the big question is, what is Quinn Snyder? I said last night, now, Quinn Snyder, do your job, okay, and find and, you know, and unlock the untapped potential that everything you just talked about with Kuminga. Because if it works, one of our guys said on our text line, this guy's a super athletic dude.
Yes.
And then you combine that with Jalen Johnson. We got a point guard in here. We've addressed the front court, whether through free agency or strictly through the draft. That's the total package. So now you've got some guys that you guys can't match up with in the half court. You know, if you got a good distributor on point.
Yeah. Think about this, though. This trade deadline, Trae Young gets traded. James Harden gets traded again, right? AD gets traded. Mike, you start looking at the names and the star power around the league that have been moved. It just tells you this is probably the one league where you see the most activity at the trade deadline. There are a lot of moves in baseball, but they're minor. A lot of times teams don't make that huge move. You're talking about well-known brand names that got moved. Again, Porzingis, for whatever you think about him, everybody knows who he is. Like, and you start thinking about the Zubats you mentioned. It's just like, wow. You start looking at the totality of all the moves around the league. Jaren Jackson, pretty impressive around the league with what happened with all these stars.
Right. So I know that we found out, we talked about it, the ask was too big for some of the bigs that we wanted. We picked up a guy off the bench from Utah, from down under, Jock Lonsdale, and that's a body, okay? I don't know what he's going to be. If he's just going to be a guy that helps, you know, if you need some more size in the front court, you know, because Okongwu's kind of drifting out to three-point land every night, every game now. But this is now, okay, it's a little bit of an island of misfit toys. Can you make it work?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But I'm just glad. Do something so we're not in that stinking play-in game. And if you can maybe catch fire and Kuminga comes in motivated. Now, look, I get it. You shouldn't have to tell a guy and beg a guy to want to do his job. But that's, fortunately, kids, that's the NBA. That's the reality. The players have to say. They move. We just talked about it. You know, Harden's moved to another team at his request. But in this case, a little more different with Kuminga. He's a younger guy who does apparently have a relationship from the time our general manager was in Golden State. So he's got a relationship with Ansi.
What do you guys think, by the way? We asked you to start the show. If you're just tuning in, thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. What do you think? And Hawks fans, where is your enthusiasm level, Mike? Because has it gone up for you just a little bit? You asked for this. You've been saying, right, do something.
And all I was saying is, what are you saying? Can't you, yes, not, those, the family jewels are those picks. You know, we got those picks. We're not giving those up, those first, especially if they're two top 10 or whatever it's going to be. I get it. Okay, fine. Can't you still do a little something? And I thought the Porzingis expiring, see, I never thought Porzingis was ever going to be here. Hmm. I mean, the guy just hit me on the text line. So why'd they get him? Well, it worked. It made some sense in the because you always had this option to get him off the books. And you guys, well, what would have made him keep him? Well, if Trey wasn't hurt, and I imagine if we were the two seed, yeah, by the trade deadline, well, no, then we're not going to get rid of Porzingis. We're going to try to make a run. But that never happened. So now it's the logical step. So I wanted to see, can you still use Porzingis' expiring contract, get something in return? We got an underachieving, super athletic guy and a decent veteran three-point shooter.
Correct. And for those of you who watch the Hawks all the time, the Wallace kid, Keaton Wallace, Mike, he was kind of the backup point guard. He's kind of been phased out for whatever reason. Look, sometimes, you know, we talk about these rotations. We've been talking about Richache. But at the end of the day, I think Gabe Vincent may come in here as an insurance policy. But I think the bigger thing for the Hawks is that $11 million trade exemption. We are going to have so much flexibility this offseason. That is going to be a huge part in, okay, here's what the foundation of the team looks like. Jalen, we know he's under contract. He's not going anywhere. Mike Dyson's not going anywhere. All of a sudden, if Kuminga comes in and plays well, you feel like, okay, how can we add to this? And that gets back to Mike and those picks. And then you have a huge trade exemption now that you can use. It looks promising for the Hawks. 404-726-0929. Let's take a few phone calls as we talk about this. Tim is listening in North Carolina on the app. Thank you so much, Tim, on the Odyssey app. And if you've not downloaded it, guys, do that. Click on 92.9 The Game, Dukes and Bell. And by the way, like us and you can get all of our content. Tim, what's on your mind, man? What do you think about this move with the Hawks?
Hey, brother, I'm a Warriors fan, and I want you to know that there's a lot of Warriors fans out there extremely happy for Kuminga. Mm-hmm. So I want y'all to...
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, did we lose him? I think it's a cell drop.
Oh.
Or he's not hearing us. Either way.
I wanted to hear what he had to say.
But he said Golden State people, at least he knows some guys that think this kid's, you know, going to get a good chance. I want to see him succeed.
Yeah. And look, 2 years ago, a guy hit me up. Mike, I think you were on the tweet as well and said, hey, you know, a few years ago in the playoffs, he was. This is why they paid him. This is why they believed in Kuminga. He was a guy that looked like a difference maker. The problem was when this season rolled around and you're going, okay, where's the consistency? See, that's the key, but he's so young, that's what Steve Kerr's talking about. I can't have that kind of inconsistency while we're trying to chase a chip, Mike, with the guys, these veteran guys who've got four rings and multiple playoff runs. I need him to be a consistent performer, and if he needed more runway, meaning I need the ball, I need to be able to develop, I cannot allow him to do those things because it's going to take away from how we win games and in Golden State. I think Hawks fans are going to be pleasantly surprised if you've not watched him. And here's another thing. We mentioned this earlier. Guys, he didn't go to college. He skipped college and played in the G League and played for the Ignite. It's a professional pathway program that they have. And so he signed a big deal, but then he ended up being a lottery pick for Golden State. So this whole thing about where did he go to school, and he's still developing. But he has so much talent, Mike, that Golden State was like, we believe in this guy, and then he got run out there. So there's still a lot to come with Kuminga. I just need him to get better, and that's kind of come from coaching and development.
Right. And so now, as we said, guys says, what if it doesn't work with Kuminga? Well, then they trade him. They turn around. There's a club option, guys. We've got one more year than there's a club option, so there's some flexibility. I think there's 2 years with Buddy Hield's deal. And again, but you guys, as we said, the trades that happened, it's a little convoluted to these different aprons, but right now we are in a good position. Now, I don't know how much we're going to use through free agency in this offseason, but we've always taught that, you know, you get a veteran point guard in here to help presumably the young point guard we're going to draft, right?
Yep.
And then we go to work. So, and the argument we had against that was you can rebuild, but you can't rebuild and still be competitive. I think we're going to try to rebuild and be competitive at the same time.
By the way, the Buddy Hield deal is guaranteed. It's a partial guarantee for $3 million. They can get out of that.
Okay, there you go.
So
there you go.
It's still flexibility. It's flexibility. All right, Tim's called back in North Carolina. North Carolina! Tim, finish your statement, man, talking about Golden State and why you're happy for Kuminga.
Yeah, man. I just want y'all to – it's a lot of fans extremely happy for him. I mean, I want y'all to know the kind of kid. This kid is extremely mentally tough. Look, the guy got back into the lineup 2 weeks ago. Now, this is after demanding a trade. And got a standing ovation from the crowd at that center. So if you go on YouTube, you'll see the video. That fan base out there loves this kid.
Huh.
It has this. It's not about IQ. Look at the videos, man. This kid has won games for them. Won games. I mean, against ATL, I think 2 years ago, he played did. The perfect game.
He did.
Look at that game, guys. I mean, this guy has played winning basketball. He's always kind of got the short end of the stick. If you go 3 years back, when he filled in for Wiggins, the team was winning when Wiggins went on a hiatus for 2 months. Soon as Wiggins come back, the coach put him right back on the bench. It's just been a lot of things that has happened throughout his career that caused this break. And he's been in the middle of a push and pull where ownership loves him. The coach wants to deal with all vets.
Yep.
And he's been stuck in the middle. So this narrative, guys, look at this guy. He has won games here. He can play perfectly fine with Steph. Him and Steph's numbers have been great. It's always been, can he play with Wiggins? Can he play with Butler? And the whole fan base is literally 50-50.
Huh.
And I'm seriously telling you, I listen, 95.7 The Game, is that the station over there? People calling in right now devastated, pissed off, because half of the fan base has wanted this kid to be around, and then the other half goes all with Coach Kerr. It's crazy.
Huh.
But don't fall for no narrative. This kid played winning basketball, none of that IQ stuff. Go look at the video, guys. He gave y'all 25, 11 from 11 from the field, and look who was guarding him. Him and Jalen go back. They came out of high school draft class.
Yes, they do.
Look at Peach Jam. Back in the days, man, these guys is about to tear it up on the wing. These guys, this kid has done all of that. If you look at the history, he is eighth. I want to say he is eighth in his draft class of points, rebounds, and everything, and he's 18th in minutes in the same draft class. It's crazy. He's done all of this while having a battle, be in the middle of a tug of war from a coach and an owner. It's crazy. That's why your GM probably wanted to get him the hell over there.
You've seen it.
Tim,
great take.
It is. And we certainly appreciate you listening on the app, man. And that's our sister station out there that you're talking about.